Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. The Carbon Tax. Recently brought back to light with a documentary series on Netflix, the value-added tax fraud on carbon quotas is a huge scam that was in the news in the first decade of the 2000s in France. Some even consider this case the scam of the young century. The idea was born in 2005 when EU policies on environmental conservation put in place a tax on carbon emissions from large companies. Through a cap-and-trade system, all European companies have a sort of pollution quota beyond which they must pay if they want to continue to emit. To do so, the company will buy a share of the quota not exploited by another company. But the swindlers detect a flaw in the system, the value-added tax. In 2008 and 2009, the group of crooks invests in carbon credits in European countries through fictitious companies, then resells them to French companies, adding on the French value-added tax. Except that this tax isn't paid back to the state, it's diverted into offshore accounts. The scammers repeat the operation several times in several countries. Over the period, they rake in nearly 6 billion euros, of which about 2 billion from France. The case leads to a series of arrests and two trials in 2011 and 2016. Some of the felons happen to be Israeli citizens and escape their sentence by fleeing to Israel, which has no extradition agreement. Others spend years on the run before getting caught. Over the years, we learn that among the members of this massive fraud, some are even involved in homicides, probably with the objective of keeping certain compromising facts under wraps. One of them, the businessman Arnaud Mimeran, already a repeat offender, was again indicted in early 2021 for the murder of his former partner Sami Souyed and his father-in-law in the early 2010s. He had previously been accused of trying to kill the bodyguard of another of his accomplices, the whimsical Marco Muli. Grégory Zaoui, considered by some to be the mastermind of the operation, was recently released from prison. Following his surrender and his cooperation, he will be able to serve the end of his sentence with an electronic bracelet and will have to reimburse 400 euros per month. Even added to the money confiscated during the arrests, this will nevertheless be very insufficient for the state to recover the sums lost in this case. More than a decade after this incredible affair, light has not fully been shed. Since then, the European Union has changed its rules and abolished the taxation of carbon emissions transactions. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.